The rim no good. Williams, the rebound went to the floor and went out of bounds.
Out of bounds, exactly.
And it belonged to Wisconsin with 8:57 remaining. Rink Mast will come in for Alec. 52-50, Wisconsin. Hepburn will inbound, baseline right for Wisconsin. Into Crowell, Stevie right corner, bouncing to Klesman. Max outside right. Off it goes to A.J. Storr, lost his balance, lost the ball, turnover again Wisconsin, and a live ball turnover. Williams racing front court, leaves it for Wilcher, who bobbles, got it back, baseline left, 15-footer, good, and we're tied. Oh, those live ball turnovers, tied at 52 with 8:33 remaining. Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. Badgers with 13 turnovers here tonight. Hepburn hooks it to Crowell, left of the circle, feeds Storr on the left wing. Storr high on the left, bobs around a Crowell screen. 15 to shoot, now Hepburn right of the center circle. Chucky surveys, high screen Crowell. Hepburn stops, feeds Gilmore, jumper on the way, that's off the back rim, no good. Crowell the offensive rebound. Working the right side and coughed it up, another turnover for Wisconsin with 8 minutes to play. My goodness, they are unraveling here in this second half. Hoiberg outside left. Nebraska trying to get the lead for the first time here. Bryce Williams off the Mast screen. Out the Mast, right of the wheel. Darts to left side for Hoiberg. Baseline now on the reverse layup, and it's gobbled up by Gilmore. Ball tapped in the air. Pulled down Gary. Feeds Wilcher for three, and that's off the front rim. No good. Gilmore the rebound.
Take a deep breath. 8 turnovers in the second half. Get a shot here.
7.5 minutes to play. Tied at 52. Hepburn outside lefts. Against Hoiberg, throwing to Crowell up top. Gets it to Storr for three, left of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound Hoiberg for Nebraska.
I don't love that shot, just with where you're at. Attack, make them stop that paint.
This is a 15-2 push here for Nebraska. 7:05 to play, tied at 52. Mast at the top of the circle. Hands it to Bryce Williams to the left elbow. Williams at the foul line, flipped it back to Hoiberg off the Williams screen, goes into Mast, left block, Mast moving in on Crowell, left shoulder turn, up right hand, back rim no, rebound tip, Williams gathers, knocked away Hepburn, ball is loose, Chucky comes up with it, a lob for Storr, overshot him, it's out of bounds to Nebraska at the under 8 media timeout. We're going for the spectacular when the simple can work too. We'll step away with 6:41 remaining. Wisconsin 52, Nebraska 52. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. Wisconsin in the second half has scored 9 points. Wisconsin in the second half guilty of 9 turnovers. 6:41 to play. Badgers and Huskers tied at 52.
And that's the story. Like, you knew Nebraska was going to make some shots. We talked about, but you have to put pressure on them. Make them guard. Don't give them the energy. I said it earlier, but how do come to next happen? The other team makes some shots, and you're giving them opportunities by turning the ball. If you can't turn it over.
Here's DeMarcus Lawrence to the front court for Nebraska against John Blackwell. A throw to Rink Mast, top of the circle. Mast on the dribble. Operates against Steven Crowell. Circling up top now to Keisei Tomenaga. Tomenaga left of the lane. Inside feed. Mass catches low on the left. And a pass intended for Gary. Picked off by Tyler Wall right of the paint. A Huskers turnover. Now Hepburn brings it up with 6:15 to play. Still tied. Hepburn off the high screen from Crowell. Chucky kills the dribble. Flips at the Wall. Right block. Tyler doubled inside. Trying to squeeze through it. Finds Max. Open three. Right side. Book it. Max Klesman for three, 55-52, Wisconsin with 5:58 to play.
It's amazing when you don't turn the ball over, what happens? Usually good things.
Give yourself a chance, right?
Absolutely.
Gary Tomenaga with a pass for DeMarcus Lawrence. Good screen from Mast. Inside feet, Gary catches low on the right, and he stepped out of bounds. Boy, the Huskers, they've had, what, probably four of those instances?
And that's, again, turnovers. That's two in a row now for Nebraska. It's amazing when you just take care of that thing.
5:42 to play, 55-52 Wisconsin. Blackwell high on the rights. Lawrence defending, a throw to Crowell, loops it in the Wall against Juwan Gary. Out the Max, another three, right of the circle, money. Back-to-back triples from Max Klesman, 58-52 Wisconsin. Timeout for Ed Hoiberg. And we'll keep it here. 30-second timeout taken by Nebraska with 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Wisconsin 58, Nebraska 52.
I'm going to say this right now, coaching-wise, both coaches have dialed it up when it's been going the other way. There was a simple pin down to get Max a three. The first time came out of the double team. The second three was just a simple screen down for Max. Off of the handoff, comes down, wiper it back, down screen, look for him for the three. Fred had a call to get C.J. Wilcher for the same kind of shot when they were making their run. But it's the story. It's turnovers. Nebraska, two of them. Wisconsin comes down 6 points in a row because of Nebraska's turnovers.
Hoiberg using that timeout. He has a 30 and a 60 available. The Badgers have just one timeout available. Remember, they burned two in the first half and then one in the second. 5:28 to play, 58-52, Wisconsin. Blackwell out there with Hepburn, Wall, Klesman, and Crowell. And up the floor comes Bryce Williams as he lets the ball roll untouched. Picks it up at half court and now runs the offense. Juwan Gary hands off to Hoiberg. Feeds Williams off the Mast screen. Williams left of the lane, out the Mast, top of the circle. A hand off to Hoiberg, turns the corner, slips at the Mast, low on the right, goes up, blocked, but a foul. Crowell knew it, went old school, raised his hand, and free throws coming up for the Huskers.
Well, and it was a really good set.
Rink Mast, an 81% free throw shooter. He has 8 points in the game, averages 13 per. He's at the line for two. First one on the way, and it's good. 58-53 Wisconsin with 5:16 remaining. Second free throw coming up with a 6'10 junior, airborne, good. 58-54 Wisconsin, 5:15 remaining. Hepburn brings it up for Wisconsin. Nice screen from Wall. Hepburn darts it left side for Klesman. A bounce for Crowell. Doubled. Left of the lane. Retreats out high. Throws to Klesman. Turns to Hepburn. 13 to shoot. 5 minutes to play. Hepburn against Juwan Gary. Hepburn throwing to Crowell. Back to Chucky. Puts it on the deck. Right of the lane. Shot clock at five. Max driving in the lane. The floater. Right hand. Good. And Max Klesman has scored eight straight. 60-54. Wisconsin with 4:44 to play. Sam Hoiberg outside left. Hoiberg against Hepburn. Throw to Mast. Hands off to C.J. Wilcher. Off the Mast green. A two-point attempt is good for Wilcher. He'll make him with his eyes closed in his second half. 60-56 Wisconsin with 4:24 remaining. Chucky Hepburn at the wall screen. Hepburn throws to Tyler at the free throw line. Darts at the Max. Three shot. Left pocket. Book it. Max Klesman on fire yet again. 63-56 Wisconsin with 4:05 remaining. 11 straight for Mad Max. Here's Gary high on the left. A throw to Rink Mast. He'll try to three straight away and a right back at you three for Mast. 63-59 Wisconsin. 3:50 remaining here in Lincoln. Hepburn walks it up for Wisconsin. High screen from Wall. Chucky right of the circle. Feeds Klesman. Heat check three. Not this time. Rebound tap. Wall gets it. Low to the left. Up. Got it. Count it. Had a foul. Big time work on the offensive glass, an and one for Wall as we hit the under four media timeout. Great work by Stephen Crowell to tap it to Wall for the and one, and we will take a break. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 3:36 remaining, Wisconsin 65, Nebraska 59. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Shop Menards today and save big money. Put the finishing touches on your kitchen or bathroom with a new faucet from Moen. Moen creates faucets that feature innovative technology and have a timeless aesthetic. Available in a variety of styles and finishes, find the perfect faucet for your home with Moen's wide selection of kitchen and bathroom faucets. Get the Mica 2-handle widespread matte black bath faucet for $149.99. Sale price is good through February 4th, now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. Well, Butchie Mad Max on another heater. He scored 11 straight for Wisconsin. We're talking about timely. The game was tied at 52 when he got hot. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3:36 remaining. Wisconsin 65, Nebraska 59.
Well, you look at what Max has done in this stretch here. And the game was tied. Nebraska's got the energy. They needed a response. It was the two threes. There was the floater, then it was the corner three, and him and C.J. Wilcher going back and forth with it. Like, this is a great college basketball game. It's going to come down to rebounding the basketball and limiting your turnovers. We've seen runs from both teams now in the last 4 minutes. The reason the runs have happened is because of the turnovers. That last possession was not a great shot. It was a heat check from Max Klesman, but Steve Crawl is able to kind of tip that to Tyler Wall, and he's able to get the end one opportunity. You got to clean up the glass if you're going to win this game.
Badgers a plus 14 on the glass. Sam Hoiberg was called for the foul. Wall at the free throw line trying to finish this and one, and it's too long, no good. Mast the rebound for Nebraska. 3.5 minutes to play, 65-59 Wisconsin. Williams throwing to Mast. He'll flip to Hoiberg high on the left. Wiltshire, pass deflected, got it back as Klesmet trying to just shadow him as tightly as possible. Williams in the mast, right of the lane, doubled. Now single coverage, a throw to Hoiberg, got tied up by Hepburn, goes up, blocked by Crowell, but a foul. Got body and guts as well as the basketball, and that's four. Let's check, make sure that's on Crowell there. I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was two.
Sam Hoiberg at the free throw line and the first free throw back rim once, twice, and through.
And it was on Steve Cross's fourth.
With 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Second free throw coming up for Hoiberg on the way, and that's off the back of the rim. No good. Blackwell flies in there for the rebound.
And he flew in his right. It was a situation where it was a 50-50 rebounding opportunity.
3:05 to play, 65-60 Wisconsin. Klesmet outside left. Williams defends. Max retreats near half court. Use it for Hepburn. Chucky off the Crowell screen. Hepburn right of the circle. He's with Hoiberg now. Hepburn steps back, right elbow jumper. Nope. Rebound Williams from Nebraska with 2:45 to play. 5-point lead, Wisconsin. Williams glides to the front court, right of the lane, cut off by Crowell. Williams takes it above the 3-point line on the right side. He'll walk the dribble. Whips it to Rink Mast, right corner, sends it back to Williams. Off the wing, left-hand flip, Hoiberg, 12 to shoot. Hoiberg throwing to Mast, right side. He's with Wall, gives off to Williams, off the right elbow, 7 to shoot. Williams against Crowell, step back long, 2 is good. 3-point game, 65-62, Wisconsin with 2:14 to play.
Just a good individual play there by Williams.
That was. Contested jumper. Hepburn throwing a Wall out high, hands off to Klesmet. Max between the circles. Now at the center circle, down to 2 minutes to play. Wall high on the left. I'm going to call out something here for Wisconsin. 13 to shoot. Now Blackwell high on the right, takes the top of the circle. 10 to shoot. Blackwell hands it to Klesmet, looks up at the shot clock. 5 to shoot. Max on the dribble, tripped up and fouled. That will be just the second team foul on Nebraska.
Max did a really good job of splitting the ball screen there. There was not much there as far as what he could do with that option. Shot clock going down, but he was able to split that screen. And it's a really good thing he did, because they had nothing going.
They didn't. Foul on Williams, his third. That is inbounding. Here's Hepburn, 1:43 to play, 65-62 Wisconsin. Shot clock down to 12. Hepburn near half court on the left side, 10 to shoot. Hepburn pounds the dribble. Shot clock down to 6. Hepburn with 5. Chucky throws to Crowell up top. Back to Chucky with 1 to shoot. 3 in the air. He hits in and out. No good. Rebound Hoiberg with a minute 22 to play. 65-62 Wisconsin. Timeout Nebraska. That shot was halfway down and popped out. A minute 18 left in regulation. Wisconsin 65. Nebraska 62.
You're down by, or you're up by 3 defensively. It's not like you play, oh, I can't give up. You're solid with everything you do here. It's not one of those where with 1:18 left, 24 in the shot clock, you guard everything the same way that you've guarded all game long. Know that there's probably going to be some sort of action, a wiper action, which is a screen, and then the big turns around rescreens for Wiltshire. They ran to that. They ran that when they needed to play. You have to be aware, stay attached to everything. You don't want to overcommit to the three, though, where you give up a back door for a wide open layup. Just stay solid. Stay with your principles. This is why Wisconsin's been good for so long. And defensively, they have your principles. That's what you go to in a time like this. You know what you do. You're not changing every game. You know what you do well. Do it well now. The last 1:19, you'll walk away with a win.
You hear that line a lot. Know who you are. Right now, it's trust who you are.
Absolutely.
Right? Yep. Put the clock at 1:19, 25 to shoot. 65-62, Wisconsin leads Nebraska. Bryce Williams will inbound sideline right.
And Nebraska's done this without Casey Tominaga on the floor. It's been C.J. Wiltshire that's filled that role of Casey Tominaga.
Wiltshire with 22 points in the game. Williams sideline right, throws it into Rink Mast at the top of the circle. Mast holds and looks. Klesman is shadowing Wiltshire. Can't get loose. Now Hoiberg, 18 to shoot. Hoiberg left foul line extended. Throws to Mast at the top. Steps back for three and the tie. It's good. And this game is tied at 65. Down to 1 minute left in regulation. Hepburn fouled in the backcourt by Hoiberg, and they have fouls to give.
And that's exactly what they did so that they could sub out for defense. CJ Wiltshire out. Josiah Alec in the game.
1 minute to play, tied at 65. And here comes Chucky. Walks it up the floor for Wisconsin to the front court. Going to A.J. Storr high on the left. Storr gets a high screen from Crowell. A.J. for three in the lead. In and out, and it stays out. Rebound Bryce Williams, 45 seconds to play. Tied at 65. Williams to the front court, and another timeout taken by Nebraska with 38.6 left in regulation. Badgers and Huskers tied at 65.
With that last possession on the offensive end, A.J. Storr's been great tonight. 23 points, 9 of 17. He's done everything. I would have loved to see him turn that corner, put some pressure on the rim there. It felt like a settle.
It was.
You still had time on the shot clock. Probe. Get in. See if you can beat. See if you can get to the free throw line. I mean, we know how good of a free throw shooter. 84%. Seventh in the league as far as free throw percentage. Get there. Put pressure on the rim.
Tome Naga ready to check back in for Nebraska. Hoiberg is using his final timeout. Guard has one available. 38.6 to play. 22 to shoot. Nebraska the ball. Game tied at 65. Wisconsin led 43-27 at the half, led by as many as 19 at about the midway point of the first half. But the Huskers have outscored Wisconsin 35-22 in this second half of play.
And the last possession on defense, Wisconsin was really good. What happened? Rick Mass just hit a step back three.
Yep.
It happens on the road. I thought their rules and systems, they followed them, Matt. It just, the guy made a good shot. So don't get away from what you do again, though. Like, it was a great individual play by Rick Mass.
Bryce Williams, sideline right, front court will inbound. Tied at 65, 38.6 seconds remaining in regulation. Williams throws it into Mass, top of the circle. A handoff to Tome Naga against Klesman. Out the Mass for three in the lead. Left side, bricked it wide right. Rebound Williams, and it's knocked away. They're going to get a foul on Tyler Wall. That was a shot that was so bad it was good for Nebraska.
And why does that hurt so bad? An offensive rebound, a brick. It's a tough one to go. We talked, that was turnovers and rebounding. We said was going to be what does this game. And how you win it. Now, why is that also bad? It allows Fred Hoiberg to put in his defensive side.
Yep, absolutely.
CJ Wiltshire to the bench. Casey Tominaga to the bench. Right? Like, that's why that possession right there is bad, because what would have happened? Now he's able to put in his defensive, you know, players are a little bit better on that side.
It's four fouls on Wall. 30.4 seconds to play. This is a 1-1 they are signaling for Bryce Williams. That was team foul number 8 for Wisconsin. 30.4 seconds left in the game. Williams spins the ball in his hands. The front end on the way, and it rattles through. And for the first time tonight, Nebraska has the lead. 66-65 with 30.4 seconds remaining. Williams with 10 points in the game. Second attempt. Rhythm dribble. Spins the ball in his hands again. Second free throw is good. 2-point lead, Nebraska. 67-65. Hepburn to the front court. Timeout, Wisconsin. 27.6 seconds to play. Nebraska 67. Wisconsin 65. Pressure free throws from the Huskers. Bryce Williams.
We've talked about how good this offense is for this Badger team. Nebraska's done some really good things. They've held them to 65 points. The ball movement for this team. This is what everyone's talked about with the sixth-ranked team in the country, with this Wisconsin Badgers team. Guess what? 27 seconds on the clock. Here you go.
Yep.
You got the ball. get into your stuff, find the right play, make the right play. Don't let the pressure get to you. This is why college basketball, as I said, it always delivers. You just got to pay attention to it.
Yep. Well, we're all paying attention right now. Both teams are out of timeouts. Nebraska still has three fouls to give. Keep that in mind. The Badgers have committed eight. It'll be Wisconsin ball. 27.6 seconds to play. 67-65, Nebraska.
And this is where the experience of Wisconsin should come into play, knowing if you don't get the shot you want to foul right away. If you do get what it is, get your tail all the way back, line up, play, defend that, see if you can sneak this thing in overtime.
Store, Wall, Crow, Klesman, and Hepburn for Wisconsin. Mask, Alec, Hoiberg, Gary, and Bryce Williams for Nebraska. A.J. Store, sideline, left front court, will inbound. They're on their feet here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Store ready to throw it in. And to Tyler Wall, hands it back to Store. A.J. down the lane, goes up, rattles in for Store. Tied with 23 seconds left. Now the Huskers can get the final shot. 20 seconds left in regulation, tied at 67. Both teams out of timeouts. 15 seconds left. Williams high in the right against Max Klesman. Walks the dribble edge of the center circle, 10 seconds left. Williams rocks the dribble down to 7 seconds. High screen mask. Williams a bump and a tough two on the way. Hit short. Rebound bobbled. Pulled down by Klesman with 1 second, a three-quarter court heave. No good. And we're going to overtime yet again here in Lincoln between the Badgers and the Huskers as Wisconsin gets the stop on the closing possession of regulation.
What a sequence there. Great end line out of bounds. You talked about it. Nebraska had a couple fouls to give, but Wisconsin got into their offensive set out of the sideline so quick that they couldn't get the foul. AJ was able to turn that corner and get to the rim. Thought there was contact that let him play through that. Then on the other end, Bryce Williams goes. I thought there was contact there. They let him play as well. So both sides, they let the contact play. They let the players finish this out. Now we go to overtime. Wisconsin, the challenge was out there. Offensively, we know how good you've been. They answered that call. Defensively, they got the stop. You get another 5 minutes.
Yeah, just like last year here. We'll see if the Badgers can have a better ending this time around. With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Wisconsin and Nebraska tied at 67 as they put five more minutes on the clock. Now for the Badgers, you have Tyler Wall with four fouls, Stephen Crow with four fouls. Keep all of that in mind as we get ready for OT here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Juwan Gary, Stephen Crow ready to jump center. And here we go. So they got to get a Wall with three fouls, so keep that in mind, the official stat. Set is overtime underway. Tap to Wisconsin. Hepburn throws it tie to Wall. Right lane line. Stops at the block. Turns it out to Chucky. Dribbles to the right lane line. Goes into Crow low on the left. He missed the dunk, but a foul is called.
And it was. It was a foul.
And Stephen Crow, who has not scored tonight, but he has 12 rebounds. Williams, right?
Yes.
I believe. Crow at the foul line for two shots. First is on the way, and he left it short. No good. Stevie is 74% free throw shooter. It's only the ninth attempt of the game for Wisconsin. 6 out of 9.
And Wisconsin might have got lucky on that one as I saw it again.
Got a little break there. Got a gift point.
Got a little bit of a break.
Second free throw good. 68-67. Wisconsin, 4:38 left in overtime. Juwan Gary outside right. A pass for Bryce Williams. Loops at the rink. Mast to left of the circle. Mast against Crow. One-on-one. Mast moving in. Right block. Upright hand. Good with a jump hook. And Nebraska leads 69-68, 4:22 left in overtime. Chucky Hepburn off the crowd screen, a throw to Stevie, hands it back to Hepburn against Hoiberg. Hepburn got fouled out on the floor by Hoiberg. Fourth foul here on Nebraska. And that's three.
And Chucky's here. Chucky's limping pretty good right now.
Yeah, he is. Hunched over, hands on knees right now.
Gary's got blood for Nebraska, as we got to have a blood infectious control timeouts coming here.
Got to get him patched up. That buys Hepburn a little bit of time. It buys Greg guard time as he brings his guys over. It looked like Chucky was kind of holding on to that right ankle a little bit. Now he's just tying that shoe. He's going to get that shoe as tight as he possibly can. We have 4:15 left in overtime, 69-68, Nebraska.
Big Ten seen a couple of good games the last couple of nights,
boy,
huh?
No kidding. Last night in West Lafayette, and now tonight in Lincoln. Store sideline left, will throw it in the wall, hands it back to A.J. Took a look at it, now glides left of the lane, goes up, knocked away by Gary, a clean block, and it comes down to Sam Hoiberg. Well, Jawan Gary with a big defensive play in his first outing in a couple of weeks, coming back from the calf strain. Mast out top, finds a back cutting Gary, low in the right, up, got it, it counts, and a foul on Tyler Wall. And the lead is three for Nebraska. ...71-68, the Huskers.
And Tyler just loses vision.
And Jawan Gary with 8 points. Averages close to 12 a game. 67% free throw shooter. Free throw is airborne, and it's good. A three-point play, 72-68, Nebraska. 3:55 left in overtime. Hepburn, front court left side. High screen from Crowell. Chucky throws to Stevie, left of the circle. A flip for A.J. Store in the left wing. He'll dribble up top. A throw to Hepburn. Right side for Wall. Moving in, reverse layup, no good. Crowell trying to crash, and a whistle. Foul called. It's against Nebraska. And C.J. Wiltshire. Oh, boy. Okay. They did Wiltshire for his second foul. 3:37 remaining. 72-68, Nebraska. Badgers inbounding with Hepburn, baseline right. And going to Crowell, feeding Klesman, knocked away Hoiberg. Crowell gathers back out the wall. Now he'll leave it for A.J. Store. 10 to shoot, Store for three, left of the circle, he hit it. A.J. Store with a big-time three. 72-71, Nebraska, 3:20 left in overtime. 28 tonight for A.J. Store. Here's Wiltshire. He's got the hot hand tonight. Gives off to Bryce Williams outside right, off the mask screen. Williams on the right wing, out the mask, clean look at a three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound Tyler Wall for Wisconsin with 3 minutes left in OT, 72-71, Nebraska. Hepburn walks it left side of the front court. Going to Max Klesman high on the rights. Klesman holds. It's at the wall, back to Max, to the line, down the lane, splits the defense, low on the left, throws it up, no good. Trying to back tap at his crowd, but it's gathered by Wiltshire. As Wisconsin with an empty possession, Bryce Williams to the front court with 2:35 left in OT, 72-71 Nebraska. Williams top of the circle, drives by Hepburn, down the lane, runs it up, and in. And Nebraska leads by three, 74-71, 2:25 left in overtime. Hepburn left to the center circle. Chucky sets the floor for Wisconsin. Klesman the screen. Crowell setting a screen. Chucky will shuffle to his right. Hepburn high on the right. Goes into Tyler Wall. Low on the right. Trying to take it left. Goes up. No good. Whistle inside. Foul called. As again, the Badgers by attacking the glass. I think that's some either-or calls here, but this one again goes against the Huskers.
And it's a situation where when you attack, you give yourself an opportunity to get to the free throw line.
And Tyler Wall will be at the line for two shots. They got Mass to believe there. 2:04 left in overtime. 74-71. Nebraska. First free throw for Tyler Wall is straight through. 74-72 Nebraska. In overtime, both teams have a timeout granted. Both Hoiberg and Guard have a timeout to use if and when needed. Second free throw for Wall on the way, and it's too long, no good. Gary the rebound. 74-72 Nebraska, 2 minutes left in overtime.
You just got a guard here, man.
C.J. Williams outside right. Takes it to the right wing against A.J. Storr. Williams pounding the dribble, throwing to Mast, right of the wheel. Mast at the top, hands it back to Williams. Knocked away Hepburn. Williams got it back, bobbled, again gathered. Shot clock at 8. Wiltshire at the center circle. Shot clock down to 5. Wiltshire against Crowell. Wiltshire a bounce into Mast, up over Klesman. Good. Size advantage, Mast took advantage. 76-72, the Huskers. 1:30 left in overtime. Here's A.J. Storr, outside left, high screen crowd. Storr pulls up, right elbow jumper, banged off the rim, no good. Mass the rebound for Nebraska. 1:17 left in overtime, 4-point lead for the Huskers. Williams, right of the circle. Circles it back out, foul called on Hepburn with a minute 10. Left in overtime, 76-72, Nebraska.
And I know what Chucky's trying to do there, trying to get a steal, but you're now in the double bonus. Mm-hmm. It's not a smart one. You're only down by 4. Just play that out. Like, I get it, but just play it out. Now, offensively, again, the ball stuck so much those last couple of possessions, and you're not getting that movement.
And Bryce Williams will go to the free throw line. With his team up 4, 70 seconds left in overtime. First free throw for Williams on the way, and it's good. 5-point lead, Nebraska.
What it also does is it allows Nebraska to sub out Wiltshire, who's a little bit of a liability on the defensive end.
Got Alec in there with Mast, Williams, Hoiberg, and Gary. Second free throw coming up for Bryce Williams on the way, and it's good. And it's 78-72 Nebraska, 1:10 left in overtime. Here's Klesman to the front court. Max sliding to his left. Knocked away Williams. Klesman got it back. Max needs some help. Finds Storr, lost the ball. Turnover, Wisconsin. Hoiberg comes up with it with 55 seconds left in overtime. It's Klesman trying to reach in and get a steal, but he is called for the foul right at midcourt. And this is last year all over again for the Badgers in Lincoln. '78-'72, the Huskers with 50.5 seconds left in overtime.
And you look at, again, where does it start to unravel? It's the turnovers.
Yep.
Right, again, yet another turnover.
Free throw is good for Bryce Williams, and the Huskers converting at the free throw line here tonight. Nolan Winter in, Tyler Wall out, as the students are lining up for a court storm. 7-point lead, Nebraska, with 50.5 seconds left in overtime. As the plight of top 10 teams on the road against the unranked continuing. Second free throw will rattle through for Bryce Williams. 80-72, Nebraska, with 50.5 seconds remaining. Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. Left side of the front court, working off a couple of high screens. A throw to Nolan Winter. Knocked away, got it back. Feeds Klesman. Max, left of the lane. Down to Crowell, tries a three. Missed it left side. Jawan Gary the rebound with 33 seconds to play. And the Nebraska Cornhuskers are about to continue their home court dominance in the Big Ten this season. 22 seconds to play. As the Badgers not fouling, Bryce Williams right of the center circle against Klesman. Shot clock is at 10, game clock 13. Williams trips, ball is loose. They get a kicked ball. It'll go to Wisconsin with 10 seconds left in overtime, but the Badgers are down by 8. Top 10 teams on the road against the unranked are 4 games under 500 and about to be 5 this season. Hepburn with 7 seconds left. Chucky, a deep 3. It's off the rim, no good. Gary the rebound, and Nebraska wins it in overtime by 8. And another court storm here in Lincoln as the 6th-ranked team in the country goes down. Well, Brian, we talked at halftime. We with a 16-point lead for Wisconsin, we felt uneasy.
We did, and there was a reason, because the way they were able to shoot the basketball, C.J. Welcher in the second half was that. He kept this Nebraska team in it. And then you look at Wisconsin and what they did. They shot themselves in the foot with the turnovers. You can't turn the ball over like Wisconsin did. And that's why you're sitting here on the other side of it right now.
So Wisconsin hits the halfway point of the Big Ten season, 8-2, one half game behind the Purdue Boilermakers, who will come to the Kohl Center on Sunday for a noon tip. And for the Huskers, a massive win again. They're 6-5 in the league. And a big win for Nebraska's NCAA resume.
Well, it is. With wins over Purdue, Michigan State, and now Wisconsin. Again, I had this team, Nebraska, last Saturday at Maryland, and they looked atrocious. There was no way of putting it better than that. They looked very bad. Then to come back and respond the way they've done, let's put it this way. It's good for the league. It's not good for the Wisconsin Badgers. And I think that's the overall theme here. And again, it's one that, you know, when we get a chance to talk with Greg about, it's the turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it came down there. Matt, there was a sequence there where they bang a 3, Nebraska does, and it's right before the TV timeout at 12, and Max throws the ball, and they're not even looking at each other. Those are the ones that you can't have.
They had 2 or 3 of those.
Couple of them there, and then it just, it's the big snowball effect.
It's been an amazing thing in college basketball this season where historically a top 10 team on the road against an unranked wins 73% of the time.
Yeah.
This year it's less than half.
Yep.
The previous worst was like 62-63% of the time. It's just the craziness of college basketball, and tonight the Badgers fall victim to the craziness.
Well, it does. You've talked about that. I'm going to 24 losses by the AP top 10 in the month of January. It was February.
Yeah.
I thought maybe the Badgers could avoid it.
Not to be.
It was not to be.
It was all Wisconsin in the first half. Nebraska chipped away in the second half. The Badgers were fortunate to get the game into overtime, but Nebraska outscores Wisconsin in the extra session 13-5. Your final score in overtime, Nebraska 80, Wisconsin 72. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
So if we were to tell you before the game that Keisei Tomenaga would score 2 points, you would think, wow, that's good for the Badgers. C.J. Wilcher picked him up. 22 points, including 5 of 7. We said it early. He's a very good three-point shooter who doesn't get talked about. And he helps lead his team to an 80-72 overtime win against Wisconsin. Butchie, we got to give it up to Wilcher, because last year he started 24 games. He's off the bench this year, one of the better sixth men in the conference that people don't talk about. He started twice, but a big lift for Wilcher that he provided his team here tonight.
And it's really a role that he's wanted to do. You know, it's one of those things, and Chance covered a couple of Nebraska games on the TV side, and it's one of those things that as a team, they felt they were better with him coming off the bench.
Yep.
Because he can give them that punch.
Yep.
There's a reason that Nebraska was second in the Big Ten as far as bench points. Mm-hmm. He's a big part of that.
Yeah.
And knowing that and understanding that's a big part of that.
22 for Wilcher. Rink Mast with 20 points in this game. He also had 8 rebounds. Bryce Williams with 17 points, 9 rebounds. He was clutch at the foul line. He went 7 of 8. Jawan Gary with 9 in his first game back, coming off the calf strain a couple of weeks ago. 4 for Jamarcus Lawrence. 2 for Tomenaga. 3 for Josiah Alec. 3 for Sam Hoiberg. A.J. Storr, another 28-point game for Wisconsin. Max Klesmit with 13. Hepburn with 13. And on down the line, Tyler Wall with 7, 3 for Connor Esegin, 3 for John Blackwell. Stephen Crowd just 1 point, but he had 13 rebounds. Nolan Winter, a couple of points. Carter Gilmore, a couple of points here tonight. Add it all up. Badgers 8 points short, and they're the victim of another court storm. That's two of them.
That is two of them. It is two of them, and it's one that, you know, you look at, again, you know you're going to get everyone's best shot. You're number 6 in the country. You can't give them reasons and ways to continue to play off of that. And that's what that was. The turnovers really, again, I know it's one of those things I keep bringing up, but that's how comebacks happen.
Mm-hmm.
A team starts making shots, and you give them the opportunity to continue to do that. I felt Wisconsin did that with the turnovers in the second half.
Yep, for sure. They had 6 in the first half. They end up with 16 points off turnovers, ended up being matched at 18. But with Wisconsin, as efficient as it is offensively, when you have a possession where you don't get a shot because you're turning it over, I mean, that really stung this team.
Well, and especially with this Nebraska team, because you knew they were going to make some shots.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Like, we felt uneasy about it for a reason. There's a reason that me and you sat there and said, all right, just keep. You know, I'm sitting here watching the game and watching the game clock thinking, tick, tick, tick. Let's keep weathering some of this. Because even the first half, Nebraska missed some threes that they normally make.
Yep.
Right? So, like, you knew at some point it was going to come around. It just, you know, and then you helped them come around as well.
As the Huskers win it in overtime, 80-72. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Postgame report continues as Nebraska wins in overtime here tonight, 80-72 over the Badgers. We're joined outside the locker room now by head coach Greg Gard. Coach, turnovers maybe if we're going to start somewhere when in the second half when Nebraska started to make its run, turnovers as much a part of it as anything, you think?
Yeah, that combined with bad shot selection and no play in the paint. You know, we don't get to the free throw line, and we're not going to get fouled when you're consistently shooting jump shots. So combination of those two. I thought Nebraska also second half, 50-50 balls, loose balls, those things. They were quicker to things. They were more aggressive. They were hungrier. And like I said, just the turnovers and the unwillingness to attack and play in the paint and get to the free throw line. Ultimately, when those jump shots dry up, they were going in the first half. But that's really not sustainable over the course of 40 minutes. You've got to find other ways, and specifically in the paint, to produce, and we didn't do that.
Coach, what are your takeaways from a game like this?
Well, it's two halves, but again, Brian, the first half we hit a lot of jump shots, but we didn't get a lot of production in the paint from our front line. So, you know, and then the second half, obviously, it'd be a combination of jump shot making drying up, and we continued to shoot them, and then turnovers, and that obviously fueled them. They got some momentum, they got feeling good about it, and that's how it snowballs on you on the road.
How do you feel like your guys handled runs? Because there was a couple of them in the first half, and there was a couple of, you know, big ones in the second half.
I thought we handled them better in the first half than we did in the second half. You only have so many timeouts, and that was the problem. I didn't want to have to use them all when those were coming. I took one in the first half to, when I felt it was necessary. But, and that goes back to not turning the ball over and making sure we're getting a good shot, not a medium-range jump shot or a bad three. When you have to, counter some of those momentum runs.
And we talked, Greg, before the game about, obviously Keisei Tominaga is somebody who can electrify crowds here, but he has help, and it was Wilcher tonight, right? I mean, you've had it with Max at times. It was Wilcher for them.
Yeah, it has been. It's been, Wilcher's been playing pretty well here, similar to how Tominaga's been playing. And I thought, for the most part, I'll look through the film. We switched once when we didn't need to. Obviously, you got that one in transition, you give them a couple open ones, and then tougher ones become easier to make.
All right, back at it on Sunday. It's halfway through the Big Ten, so you're in the thick. You're right there, and here we go, right? It's just life in college basketball right now, the parity, and you said it before the game, the way this Huskers team plays at home is championship level.
Right.
So
right.
Get yourself back
all
on
right.
Sunday. We'll see you
thanks,
Sunday.
Guys.
All right. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard as Nebraska wins in overtime 80-72. We'll continue in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Quick check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. The only other top 25 team to play tonight. One big, number 11, Arizona. 91-65 over the Cal Bears. This is the one and only game of the Big Ten tonight here in Lincoln. Tomorrow, Ohio State will be at Iowa. Big schedule on Saturday. Penn State's at Indiana. Minnesota will host Northwestern. Rutgers is at Michigan. Michigan State is the home floor against the Maryland Terrapins. It is your Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Nebraska in overtime takes down the Wisconsin Badgers tonight, 80-72. We'll take another break. Butchie and I return with more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBB Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBB Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it, and thanks for shopping locally.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
The big game, family, friends.
We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is